RML, Robbie's Modern Life,
whatever you want to call it,
it's here and it's live. It's going to be off the chain. Midday till one, here are your hosts for this week. Mitchell, JC will be absent. Robbie Armfield present. Bernie Bolgi present. Sophie Goodman present. This is the show that everyone is talking about.
In the car, working from home, you're always welcome here on Robbie's Modern Life.
That's right, the radio's homepage. It's right here. How's your weekend, Soph?
It was good. How was yours?
Ah, all right. Go on, though. Looks like you got a cheeky grin there. What happened, mate?
What is it, Soph?
No, I don't know. You guys aren't going to ask me my ATAR or...
Did you get your results back?
Yeah, it was last Thursday.
Oh.
Look, all right. Soph, I don't... I've probably heard this before, but I'm just saying, like, you're not your ATAR. It shouldn't define you.
No, that's true, Bernie, but also if she's excited about it, let's let her live with that excitement. Tell us, Sophie, what is it? What did you get in your HSC this year?
Was it good marks or was it bad marks?
It was...
Like, what was your best subject? Walk us through it.
Did you get into the course you wanted?
I don't know yet. Like, I got the right ATAR for the minimum requirements for the course that I want to get into, but I haven't actually found out if I've been accepted or not, if you get what I mean. I don't know if you guys remember. When you get your ATAR, you find out, but you don't know.
So if you cut this shit, what did you get?
So if you don't have to tell us, don't tell us.
Okay.
Are you going to go to Charles Sturt University like you're planning?
I like I just said before, I'm not sure if I got in, but hopefully I can get out there to that.
I reckon you should get out there because
Orange campus.
Don't you reckon, Bernie? Sophie would be great on TV, a great TV reporter.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yep.
Sophie, just saying.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, so get out there,
Sophie.
What? Yeah, you got to tune to RML, Robbie's Modern Life. My name's Robbie. With me, of course, is Sophie and Bernie. Now, they said it'd be easier, right? Listen to this. But the Coles drive-through self-serve checkouts are causing a bit of a stir. After the Spaghetti Junction, Rose Hill interchange debacle of the last couple of weeks, motorists are understandably at wit's end, right? Mm. So, add to that list a banked-up run into the new Coles drive-through self-serve checkouts, and unfortunately, we're seeing the worst road rage of Sydney's lifetime. It's pretty dire, actually. Talking crowbars through windshields, pop tyres, punches in the
Real
gut.
Real aggro.
Will from weatherandtraffic.com will have the latest soon with us.
And you might know this guy.
Cold when it's critical. Cool but cynical. Maxed out, never minimum. Welcome to London, yo. That's how we function. That's how we function.
That's right, English MC Flodan. Pretty exciting news is we got him in a studio to record a song with all of us. About, of course, the show, RML. But as he was leaving the studio, he tripped on the computer cord and he face-planted hard.
Oh, man. It was rough.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was
straight away.
Thank God we have public liability insurance here at the station because that was pretty effed. But even worse, the computer that we recorded the song on corrupted. So, unfortunately, you won't be hearing that one.
He also he hit the ground so hard there was a dent in the ground.
And there was a rumble.
He got up and he made such a good quip. You know, it's testament to his character. He was like, "You should see the other guy." Yeah. And there was blood pouring from his face. This is RML. This is coming up. Just weird. The most embarrassing weddings of 2023 have just been revealed, and there are quite a few of them. Superhero themed, poorly timed speeches, gazebos up in flames, food poisoning, the list goes on. We'll be chatting with successful wedding planner and author of Bridezilla's Versus the World, Just My Luck, The Life of an In-Demand Wedding Planner, and All the Crazy Stories by Justine Trellis. And that's coming up towards the back end of the show, so don't move the dial.
Keen to chat to Justine about all those crazy stories. Now, boy rides bike through Sydney train.
It's unbelievable, isn't it, Rod? Read this and you go, what?
Yeah. Train goers this morning were actually shocked by an impressive skill on their morning commute. A video online shows a 15-year-old boy riding a mountain bike through a train cabin this morning. Now, the video was taken from on the platform as the train left the station, and it shows the teen cruising at quite a fast speed through the packed carriage.
And we've got some audio of that clip. See the boy in that video here. You can see the boy.
Quite fast.
Yeah. Making his way through the carriages. There's some shocked commuters.
Yo, listen, you hear that? Middle C on the piano. Middle C on the piano. Middle C on the piano.
We love it loud and local here at FBI Radio, don't we, Byrne?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love it.
Got fresh Sydney muso, James O'Finian. He's going to be here later on the show, RML, you're listening to right now, to talk about his dyslexia and new album, We're Not Here For Your Entertainment. Now, have a listen to this one. Yeah, James O'Finian. That's the new song, Read It and Weep. Fresh stuff there from Sydney. Check him out on Facebook, Deezer, SoundCloud, and OnlyFans.
So this is this is an embarrassing moment at a local wedding. It's got a lot of wedding stuff on the show today on Robbie's Modern Life. Well, the DJ thought they had to play everything requested by the bride and groom. Things went from bad to worse when communication completely broke down between the wedding organizers and the DJ in question.
It was a bad mix.
And this is just another moment in Justine Trellis's tell-all memoir, Bridezilla's Versus the World, Just My Luck, The Life of an In-Demand Wedding Planner, and All the Crazy Stories. She'll be in later, so stick around for that. I cannot hype this one up enough, guys.
Joy Division, Caroline Polachek, Hank's Kitchen, Give Me My Fucking Coffee and Nobody Gets Hurt. It's just a few of our favourite t-shirts from this year of our Lord. What's yours? What is your favourite t-shirt of 2023? Text in 0409-945-945 is the number. Get involved. We want to hear from you on Robbie's Modern Life.
Don't just sit there. Get involved.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Let's get loud.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me. That's right, whip your lovin' on me.
Studio with us now. Danny, welcome. You've got something to help us out with today, don't you?
That's right, Bernie. It's not that easy. Seafood is a must for us Aussies when summer rolls around. How good is a shrimp on the grill? Kids playing around? It's summer, but prepping these kinds of meals can be a nightmare.
Yes. I'm glad someone's finally said it, Danny. I usually just end up giving up and ordering the kids some takeaway or something.
Sophie, let's make a New Year's resolution. Easy and quick meals with the new Easy Meal Toolbox. Oysters, we all love them. Robbie, you like oysters?
I love oysters.
Yeah, but look, shucking them normally can be a pain. Ah, and messy. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Yeah, let's grab the Easy Meal Toolbox. But I call it Oyster's Worst Enemy. Have a look how easy this is. You wind that back.
Oh.
Oysters. Bang.
Whoa.
Hello, fresh oysters. Trust me, this thing is going to change the way you look at Christmas meals. For starters, you're going to be spending a bit more time relaxing having a gin and tonic.
Danny, this is great. I feel like this is changing Christmas already. Yeah. What about...
What about shrimp? I knew what you were going to say next. That's right. Shrimp is great, but they're so painful to peel, prep, de-pimple, and do not get me started on that poop tube. Let's make it simple. Just grab the Easy Meal Toolbox. I like to call it the Shrimpinator, and have a look. Shrimp peeled, fresh, and don't forget the dipping sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. Trust me, this will be like a Christmas favorite.
This thing is great, Danny, but for Christmas, I'm usually having to deal with prepping fish. Takes me ages. The kids get impatient, the wife even worse. There's plenty of mess, let alone wondering, is this even going to taste good? How is the Easy Meal Toolbox going to help me?
I hear you. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've caught myself on a fresh piece of fish. Fishing, it looks fun, right? Take a weekend away, it's going to be great. But let me assure you, those scales are sharp. So you're thinking, what do I do? How do I have fresh fish without harming my family?
Exactly.
Exactly. Let me tell you this, it's easy. What I'm about to show you is unconventional, but it's easy. Here we go, raw fish. Still scaled. Slap it on the grill. Quick flash, right? I'm talking 5 seconds aside. Okay, flip it.
Oh.
And now... put it in there, like so. Leave that going for a while until the ding. All right. Sophie, you done your Christmas shopping?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. I'm so behind.
Wait for the ding. Okay. Now, what I love about this device is, okay, quickly remove it.
Oh.
And there you go. Feel that. Get a feel on that. Touch that.
Oh, I like that feel.
Get your hands in that. Exactly.
It's easy.
You like that?
That was quick.
Yeah.
Danny, this thing's incredible. Christmas lunch is saved. And, you know, I've got a sneaking suspicion, though, mate, that that's not all it's capable of. Stick around.
Let me bake something that I want to eat.
Back to Robbie's Modern Life. We're exploring the possibilities of this remarkable little device here with our good friend Danny. Danny?
Hello.
So we've just shucked and sucked our oysters and fully prepped some fish from scratch. Now, Danny, look, this thing seems great, but I'm a little bit worried. It seems like it might be a bit of a one-trick pony.
This thing is like a Swiss knife in the kitchen. You've seen it do 1, 2, 3 things now, yes?
Yeah.
3 distinct things, and we're just getting started. Squid! I love it, but I'm not about to gargle a rubbery tube of this stuff. We need rings. Yes?
Yes!
Squid rings, calamari, Cajun slugs. Yabbies are a favorite of us Aussies. They've got that shell though, right? Easy Meal Toolbox has the capacity to fix that. No more fuss.
Now, Danny, my kids love squid, but I'm clueless about how to clean out a fresh tube. You know, I always end up with squid ink all over my best Christmas dress. You know, it's gross. And where do I put the eyes?
I know what you're thinking, Sophie. Seafood can be really smelly. And don't get me started on the mess. I have no time for getting that squid ink on all over my makeup, my Christmas best. Christmas seafood is a messy game. Do not get me started on the poop tube. So we're going to get the Easy Meal Toolbox, or as I like to call it, the Squid Ink Pot.
Oh.
And there you have it. All the squid ink absorbed into the Easy Meal Toolbox. Delicious, fresh squid, cleaned and ready for family consumption. No strings attached.
Now, I'm seeing a lot of mess potentially here if we use the Easy Meal Toolbox. Is that right?
Robbie, I'm pretty glad you mentioned that. Did someone say self-cleaning? Here we go. Watch this. Bang it down. Activate. That's looking a little...
Oh, what the fuck did you press? Oh, God! Close the portal! Shoot, kill it! Oh, kill it! Time for more multiply! Shoot to kill! Fuck! It's got my legs! It's got me! Just shut down the device!
With 5 easy payments of $29.95, this is the easiest way to satisfy your family in the festive season. And why not other occasions too? The Easy Meal Toolbox comes in 5 different colors. Orange. White. Lavender. Fuchsia. And red. Cut fruit, slice squid, descale a cod. White bait is simple with the Easy Meal Toolbox. It's like a Swiss knife for the kitchen. Only better. Scan the QR code you see now to receive the phone number for an easy 15% discount on your first purchase. Your feast isn't right without a touch of spice.
And for today only, you can walk away with Alibaba's Spice Rack Sunset for no extra cost.
That's just 5 easy, hassle-free payments of $29.95. The Easy Meal Toolbox and the Alibaba's Spice Rack Sunset for no extra cost. And if you buy now, the rice roller is also yours for no extra cost. Satisfy and feed your family with the Easy Meal Toolbox this Christmas.
Okay, here is something we don't do every day on RML. A good friend of the show, Grant, from the University of Technology, is very smart, got a lot of accolades, this professor. In collaboration with the show, he has used a big new New South Wales technology grant to set up a live streaming camera in a peaceful country valley a few hours' drive out of Sydney.
Okay, this is Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. So, what was that?
This is something that we don't do every day on spending this, you know, big grant dollars on this. Really, it's kind of an experiment, essentially, what this guy Grant's doing.
Okay, so this is a university experiment from our friend Grant.
Yeah, so okay. He's got a lot of money. It's in a grant, and he's got essentially this camera.
Right.
Sophie, you're probably the best person to explain this.
He works over at the University of Technology, and he has been working really, really hard to apply for this grant from the New South Wales government. It's called the New South Wales Technology Grant, and basically to set up this experiment where he sets up a live streaming camera in a peaceful country valley, just a few hours' drive out of Sydney. Do you guys agree with me? Like, the overwhelming hustle and bustle of the city just feels so constrictive at times, right? Do you guys agree with me?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there can definitely be pros and cons of being in the city, and that's one of them. The hustle and bustle can get overwhelming.
Definitely, but it gets harder and harder to actually get out of the city and, you know, out to enjoy the country, right? Like, life gets in the way.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I understand.
And so what he's done, right, Soph, is to circumvent that entirely. He's created this stream. And what you do is it's streaming from a peaceful valley. And
like a camera
turn it on.
Stream.
It's a camera feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. and this is using it's a high technology camera and 24 hours a day for people in the city to relax of the in the country.
I'm already feeling calmer just hearing about it. So I wonder what it would be like to actually see the stream. Can we see it?
Rob, you're in luck because we've got the pass key. Usually there's a pay gateway, but we've got the pass key. For this stream, Grant is so nice to set us up with this.
Okay. I love this guy. Grant, sure, thank you so much. Yeah. Let's get into this. So this is what's it called? Peaceful Valley? Is that what's the project called?
I'm actually not sure what it's called. I think it's a working title. Work in progress kind of thing.
So they're going to provide him money to do this. All right. So
He's already got a huge paycheck to get the camera design and drop it in the field and pay off the farmers because it's in this wheat field essentially.
I think this would be great because we're on obviously FBI radio right now is what you're listening to, 94.5 FM, online, whatever. You could be in a tractor, you could be in a car, you could be working from the car today. So
could be in the combine.
It's very hot, right? Very hot in Sydney. So sometimes, hopefully this will help you as well listening to be taken away to a peaceful valley right now.
And it's live as well, you'll see birds flying past.
I'm really keen for this. So let's listen now, Bern. This is Grant's project. Our friend Grant, his university project, Peaceful Valley. Okay, I'm seeing it now. This is gorgeous.
These images. That is... okay. You wouldn't think it would take you there, but it does. It does take you there.
Are we in a drought right now?
It looks pretty dry, yeah.
It's just nice to focus on something other than our phones, Lots of birds there, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's live, right?
Do we know where it is?
Says live, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think he's done really well with...
Help me!
Okay, you heard that, right?
Where is this?
Yeah,
I didn't see anything,
Nothing on the camera, though.
You, Sophie, you heard that, yeah?
Yeah.
Bernie, you heard that?
Jesus,
I can't see anything. I didn't see anything on the...
We don't know where it is. Either. We don't know the location.
Did he say help me?
Can you please text... Sophie, can you please text text Grant and just say that...
We heard someone on the camera shout out help.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's what it was?
Okay. That's all that we can do at this stage. We've got to press on with the show. So, Bernie, can you just please play a break? I don't think there's anything more we can do at the moment.
God. I'm just going to
That's definitely really fucking scary, though, so we'll follow that up. Bernie, just please play a break, mate. That is a certified booty shaker, is it not?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Certified. Hey, Sophie, morning coffee at a cafe, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've ordered and paid. You're waiting for it to get made. What do you do while you wait usually?
You know, probably just open Twitter, X, or, just like kind of scroll, refresh.
Check your phone.
Then, move over to Instagram probably.
News.
Refresh. Yeah, yeah. And
stories.
Yeah, yeah. Usually getting through all the stories from the night before and any of that kind of
updates. Well, there's a great new finance app that will invest money into highly lucrative stocks, shares, and capital literally while you wait for your coffee to get made.
You're kidding? So I don't have to do anything at all?
No, this app will take money. No, this app, it's going to take money straight out of your allocated bank account. And with the help of cutting-edge AI technology and a bespoke team of investors, your money will be invested in shares in no time.
Wait, so how much money goes towards the investing?
Now, this is the awesome thing, Soph. This is going to change according to the needs of the market. If it sees that it's worth putting some serious money down on a stock movement, it's going to apply that fund and the amount necessary to get your biggest investment paid out.
Isn't that risky?
With this app, the risk is part of the reward, Sophie. So it's taking off and a lot of people are really loving it.
Hmm.
So next time you're in the coffee line, try it out. Rob, you've tried this before?
Coffee?
It is that.
I have. I like it. Yeah.
I would say at your own risk.
Remember.
Essentially at your own risk. This use this app at your own risk.
Yeah. Finance responsibly.
And seek advice finance. From a
H&R Block.
Proper.
The countdown is on. How many days left until the new year, 2024? Not many. Join us on RML as we look back on the moments of the year and get excited for a new year of great fun next year. Some of the greatest moments happened. The Barbie movie faced off against Oppenheimer, the Matildas, and everyone went crazy for Taylor Swift tickets. I Got Shot on New Year's Eve. The true crime story of how someone got shot on the happiest night of the year. From the creators of I Got Shot on Christmas Day, the story of how one person got shot on the happiest day of the year. They passed the salad and the table went quiet. This was meant to be the happiest day of the year, but something felt wrong. Something felt menacing. I Got Shot on New Year's Eve is a brand new true crime story that is making the critics love it. I Got Shot on New Year's Eve is proudly partnering with RML to bring you their coverage of the best moments of the year. If you liked I Got Shot on Christmas Day, you'll love I Got Shot on New Year's Eve. I Got Shot on New Year's Eve, available now wherever you get your podcasts from.
Sophie's Reiki mode. So what, your hand, and so what, you just breathe in and looks like Tai Chi.
Sophie, what the hell are you doing?
Sophie,
sorry. What are you scheming about?
Honestly, is this something to do with your ATAR or something? Because you're being really weird. All right, Bernie, I'm officially freaked out. I think I'm just going to pretend like she's not in the room right now.
Yeah, that's probably the best course of action.
Okay, I think she snapped out of it. What was that?
What?
Soph. Robbie's Modern Life is the show.
FBI Radio is the station.
Mitchell JC is the absentee at the home for today. Everybody else
present
is present. Present. Sophie Goodman, Robbie Armfield, yep. Myself, Bernie.
Feeling very present.
Mm-hmm. And 2023, well, it's been a pretty epic year in a number of ways, but I think specifically for band merch. Because, yep. You know, we came out of the pandemic, people really upped their merch game, didn't they? Because that's the only way that they could make money over that time.
Yeah.
We've seen bands just kind of step it up. And take it to the level when it comes to merch and t-shirts. You know, it's just been great. So gone are the days when you'd head along to a show and look at the merch table and think, you know, screw that, shonky. These days, bands, they know what they're doing, right?
They're always collaborating with local and cutting-edge designers. They're really creating this eye-popping merch that the fans will love and wear for years to come.
That's right. So since it's been such an epic year for merch, especially for bands, today on RML, we're going to be counting down our top 10 band shirts of 2023.
Coming in at number 10 is the I'm Leaving to Go See Simple Plan at the Horden Pavilion t-shirt. Now this, we don't really know who made this shirt because it's essentially Simple Plan have come out saying they had no part in the design, but it's freaking awesome.
It's so funny.
It's kind of like a black t-shirt, yellow text that curls around, contours around the edge of the design. And it's like hypnotically beautiful, really. It's probably the best way to say that. Coming in at number 10 for our top 10 band t-shirts 2023.
Now, coming at number 9, this one is a bit of an exception. Sorry, you're going to have to forgive us here. It's the Lemon Twigs suede cap. Like,
it's not really a shirt.
It's not a shirt, sorry. You're just going to have to bear with us here. The brown suede, the smooth suede, just had our hearts from the get-go, so we had to include it in this list. It's got a nice classy fabric construction and a trendy shape. The Lemon Twigs suede cap, it's just a no-brainer in our top 10.
Fair enough. I'll let that one slide. At number 8 of our top 10 band shirts 2023, and we've got to have another exception here, of course, because number 8 is the Party Dozen Party Poppers pack of 10. It's a pack of 10 party poppers, and it makes a fucked sound when you open them, kind of like a short saxophone sound that the band Party Dozen, local favourites, are well known for. So, sorry, another exception, but that's our number 8 on the top 10 band shirts. Number 7, Burn.
Number 7 is Carolyn Polachek's Pang t-shirt.
Oh,
and now,
slay.
I know what you're thinking, slay. But this one is actually not verified by their team. And it's an exception to the rule because a lot of them are collaborations with big artists and the musicians. But this one is a big artist, big London artist. It's on the front it says, "You can't look at me now." And it's got this cursive... how would you explain it, Rob? It's got this cursive design.
Looking quite fantastical.
Regal, fantastical.
I mean, I can't stop looking at the... Yeah, well, I can't stop looking at the red stitching on the corners. I think so. This is a... Caroline Polachek, Pang t-shirt. Number 7. Number 6. Oh, we love Kid Laroi.
Oh, we do.
He's a local favourite. And he's taken the world by storm, of course. And the Crispy was his idea. Team Laroi, well, he's got a long sleeve shirt that's making it into our number 6 point of the top 10 band shirts 2023 list. Kid Laroi has got his face on it. It's got lyrics on the back. Lyrics like, "Tell me why it's so hard to say goodbye."
So good.
And I think, I don't know, maybe I just got a weird one, but like, it smells like it's got a bit of cologne on it or something.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's like it's been sort of...
It comes...
It's got like a bit of a musk on it, which is why it's on our number 6. You know, we're getting at the pointy end here, to be honest, on RML, the radio's homepage.
Oh, yeah.
Number 5, well, a controversial band, one that we like.
Not controversial for me. This one had to come in into our top 10. It's Coldplay, and it's their Sky Full of Stars hoodie. It's just fucking beautiful, honestly. The stars are scattered around it, and they glow in the dark, and it just reminds me of a night sky. What about you guys? Remind you of beautiful night sky?
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the Coldplay Sky Full of Stars hoodie.
So good. And this is the pointy end, really, because we had to really make hard decisions at this point. Number 4, for me, I wanted this to be a little bit higher. It's the Taylor Swift 22 hoodie, of course. And this one is it's a big red 22 embroidered on the front. Wow, it's beautiful. It really is fucking beautiful. Taylor Swift on the back, cartoonified. It's one of those lightweight hoodies, which are just great for those cool evenings when you're on the move, active, or if you've got tickets, the Taylor Swift show.
Yeah, it is very cool. Hard to know exactly where to wear it, though, because, as you say, it is a very lightweight sweater. Sort of a bit too hot for Australia, but, you know, fashion is pain. I love it. It's the Taylor Swift 22 hoodie. At the number 3 spot, we've got the DMA's local favourites, of course, How Many Dreams t-shirt. Now, it's got a striking yellow-green colour, garish, disgusting It's got their faces and squares on it. I love them. I just love it. Number two, right. Soph.
Another favourite of mine, Pink Panthress. She put out a singlet. It's got this beautiful, cute little dove on the front that protrudes out of the singlet with a hyper-realistic feathers design as well. Super awesome. It's the Pink Panthress singlet.
Wow. Sick. And this was really tough to make this decision, but coming in at number one of our...
Drum roll, please.
Top 10 band shirts of the year is The Weeknd. Starboy anime X-Blinding Lights design. Now, this is one of the biggest designers in the world who's collabed with The Weeknd on this one. It's a baggy t-shirt singlet design with an amazing embroidered anime version of The Weeknd on the front. Hyper-realistic anime. And on the back are the tour dates embroidered in blue. It's classy. Really nice.
It's classy. Classy. All the embroidery baggy, is classy.
And it lasts. Just don't wash it with hot.
We all made that mistake. It's not cheap, but it is classy, and it easily makes our number one spot of the top 10 band shirts of 2023. That one's not an exception. That one's a shirt. We love it.
See you next year for our best band t-shirts of 2024. Can't wait for that one.
Got a room full of stars here. Bernie Bolgi, Sophie Goodman, Robbie Armfield here. Mitchell JC holding down that fort. Hey, what a pleasure it's been, guys. Thanks so much for joining today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks,
see you next time.
Good on you. Next show is probably going to be a good one. I reckon you should stick around.
We're going to be doing a full Christmas Day special. Yes. So you can't miss it. Followed by our New Year's Day special. We are very privileged to be dropping in on both those days with a deluxe double hour, 2 hour show. Fingers crossed.
Special guests Aaron Chen and Julia Zamero will be joining us as well.
So keen for that one.
Yeah, so that'll be really cool. Be big, honestly. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait.
So stick around for that. Get on the RML app. I don't know how many times we have to say it.
You need to if you haven't already.
We will be live streaming those on the RML app. So all you got to do is head there. Hey, cheers, Az. Hope you have a good day, good week. And let's get in touch with Grant about that not-so-peaceful valley.
Yeah.
He hasn't replied.
Yeah, so if you got his number.
Yeah, he didn't reply. He hasn't replied.
Okay.